I drink a lot of water, particularly in the summer, not the bottled stuff, but water straight from the tap. Clean water is something a lot of Kansans pretty much take for granted, but we shouldn't, says freelance reporter Sarah Green. She recently talked to dozens of Kansans about water and found plenty to be concerned about.
Those concerns are very different depending on where you are. Sometimes it's about whether they have enough water. Sometimes it's about whether the water is clean, if it's a good quality. Sometimes they're both. But in almost every case, the solutions are incredibly expensive.
Patty Clark certainly knows about that. She's the director of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Office in Kansas. And since 2009, her office has invested more than $1 billion in rural infrastructure projects. Some of that money went to help design and build new water treatment facilities. But Clark says even with grants and low-interest loans, it's expensive to replace aging plants.
And the general public, I think, has to become more accustomed to paying for that water, the provision of that utility, whether it's by a public wholesale district, a rural water district, a municipality, or what have you. The cost of water is just simply not going to go down.
The prospect of having to spend millions of dollars on a new treatment plant has led some communities to devise workarounds to their water quality problems. In Pretty Prairie, a small town near Wichita, nitrates have made the water unsafe for pregnant and nursing women to drink. So Green reports the city gives women vouchers to exchange for bottled water at the local convenience store.
Definitely part of the culture. It's what you do. It's a relatively easy fix, so it's not considered to be a problem.
And so they drink bottled water for the duration of their pregnancy, and then do they just go back to drinking the municipal water supply? Does anybody have any concern about that?
Well, it was really interesting. A few people I talked to said it really made them think, you know, if the water is bad for my baby, isn't it bad for my whole family? Isn't it bad for me? A lot of people who live in Pretty Prairie who can afford it have home filtration systems, but otherwise they all drink, told me that they drink the water and they're fine. And so again, it's not considered a problem because no one is obviously sick and there's a fix to prevent babies from getting sick.
For many Kansans, it's the availability of water, not the price, that is of primary concern. And that's the focus of a new documentary titled When the Well Runs Dry. Lawrence psychologist Steve Lerner worked with award-winning filmmaker Ruben Aronson to produce the half-hour documentary, which premiered in the Flint Hills community of Florence in late July.
Growing up on a ranch, it makes you independent pretty fast.
Plants need water, cattle need water, people need water.
And water has always been the challenge.
The documentary features ranchers and farmers talking about drought, climate change, and the depletion of the Ogallala Aquifer. Brothers Jarvis and Jay Gerritsen talk candidly about their court battle. They say a neighboring oil company is threatening their family farm in Haskell County by pumping too much water from the aquifer. Jay Gerritsen says the case has ignited long simmering tensions. Tensions between those who want to extend the life of the aquifer and those who fear that efforts to conserve water will disrupt the region's economy.
We walk around every day with a price on our head. I mean, we've actually received death threats from people very credible and completely have it within their capability of pulling it off.
Many believe that more legal battles, and perhaps worse, are inevitable unless the state steps in to set and enforce new rules. Governor Sam Brownback says that's one of the objectives of the 50-year water plan his administration is working on. But achieving anything close to consensus on what should be in that plan will require slow, painstaking negotiations. And time, like the water the governor and others are seeking to protect, is running out. I'm Jim McLean.